You did Sparks, good.
You're really
good
smart.
You did good.
You're a good. You're a good guesser.
Pat yourself on the back.
God, what was that movie? Sneakers.
Yeah, no credit over here.
Sneakers or something like that with the hackers. What was that movie
called? Hackers.
No, there's another one. It was like Sneakers.
Sneakers.
What?
Yeah, something like that.
Like, is they're sneaking around or they have things on their feet?
Well, that too. I have things on my feet today.
You do?
Oh,
Benny socks.
You got your socks with your dog's face on it.
They look so dumb.
I've never... What are you talking about?
Why does he have them pulled up all the way?
Where am I going to do with them?
Yeah, you got to pull them.
Fold them? I don't know.
First of all...
Why would you put a picture on there and then fold it up?
I don't know.
First of all, this is the most festive I've ever seen,
Greg.
They
don't even go with your outfit. Are you wearing shorts?
Yeah.
See, I'm going to post a picture of Greg on the Facebook because this outfit... I need somebody to back me up.
It's amazing.
He looks awesome. It's the first time he's ever worn anything festive. Please encourage him.
All right.
All right, good.
Look great, Greg.
There you go.
Your calves look real nice, Greg.
Yeah, he does. And I like the socks, Greg. They look good. Of course.
I can zip up my jacket now, too.
Oh, no, you son of a bitch.
Making progress.
Oh, no.
The Feed with Izzy.
What's going on in the world there,
Izzy? Pornhub revealed which console users watch Pornhub more between Xbox and PlayStation. What's your guess?
I didn't know you could watch Pornhub on either one of those.
I didn't know that either, by the way, and I thought I was the only one.
Yeah, I didn't know.
But apparently you can, because you can download apps. What are you going to guess, Lost Boy?
PlayStation.
All right. You think PlayStation watches more?
I'm going Xbox, no question.
Wow. All right. Sparks, what do you think?
I'm going to go, I guess I'm forced into saying Xbox.
Why?
Because, well, initially I'm like, well, PCs, you don't even want to know what kind of porn they're streaming.
Absolutely not.
You know what I mean? I'm talking like Steam people. Yeah. You know what I mean? You don't want to know.
I actually have a logical reason behind mine.
What's yours?
Go ahead.
Because almost every incel and conspiracy nut and weirdo is also the same kids that sit around watching porn all day, and I'm assuming they're all Xbox owners. So.
Yeah, but why Xbox over PlayStation?
Because
you still
PlayStation's
haven't explained?
Not really that, you know,
I have never been more indirectly insulted in my life.
If you go up to
life.
An incel and you're like, what do you use? They're like, Xbox, PlayStation's stupid. You know what I mean? They're like, all weird fanboy.
Yeah, well, PlayStation does the same thing about Xbox.
No, I
we
know.
We have better graphics,
but but their fans aren't like that. I don't know how to explain it. It's just not the same.
You're saying like PlayStation are more of iPhone people and Xbox are Android users. Because they're like, I like to customize my things, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't like to be tied down.
PlayStation's for commies.
Well, it's really funny because you're wrong. PlayStation users watch Pornhub way more than Xbox
users. Like I said, Xbox users are really cool and PlayStation users,
way more.
Way dumb.
Yeah, get over yourself.
Jeez, Xbox, just real straight as an arrow.
Yeah.
Just the good salt of the earth, those people.
Well,
we don't need to take up data on our Xboxes. We watch that stuff on tablets.
That's because Xbox users are busy watching videos of how the pyramids were built by, you know, elves. So.
Whatever. I like to learn. I don't care. Jay and Silent Bob reboot also on the way. The guys began work on the first of the year.
Yeah, he announced it on our show, by the way. Let me just say, I dropped the ball on this. I should have put it on YouTube. I should have tagged it. This was months ago.
Yeah.
Jay Muse came on our show, announced it on our show.
Damn it.
And then now it's all over the place, and I'm an idiot.
You guys are pretty awesome, then.
Yeah. Well,
Jay Muse.
You weren't anywhere in the article, but you
know. Exactly.
So that should make you feel pretty
bad. He goes, hey, maybe I shouldn't be saying this. That's how he let off.
Yeah.
But we do have a new Jay and Silent Bob reboot going
down.
That's
rad.
I know.
We're like, son of a bitch.
Did he give you a date? Because it just said he wants it out this year.
Nah,
he
didn't give us a date, but we still should have put it online.
I guess you're not too
special.
Should
have tagged it. Should have put BS in the morning. Should have put a lot of things.
That's what I'm saying.
Didn't
you guys were nowhere in it. But okay, cool. So at least you knew that.
Yeah.
Also, something I'm really pumped about. Executive clemency has finally been given to Santoya Brown. You know that girl who was sold as a sex slave against her will at 16 to a man and she killed him. She's finally being released after spending 15 years of a life term in prison. She'll be put on suspended probation for the rest of her sentence.
Yeah. Be completely honest, I have never heard of that.
You didn't hear about that?
No.
It was a major thing because everyone was like, hold up. So this girl was sold against her will, underage.
Oof.
She murdered the guy to get out of the situation, and she's going to prison for the rest of her life? How does this make any sense? And everybody made a big stink about it. And finally, after spending 15 years in prison.
She was in for 15
years? 15 years.
But if you read that story,
she's
that's kind of not what happened, but it doesn't matter. Whatever.
What happened?
Apparently, the guy fell asleep. She robbed the guy and killed him and left. But whatever.
Well, she needed money to be able to leave.
Yeah, I don't know. If you read the story, it's like, I don't know, but whatever.
You're saying it's more splitting hairs?
There's more nuance to the story than it's like she was just abducted and killed the guy and escaped.
Was
like,
she underage and abducted?
She 100% was. Yeah. Horrible things happened to her, 100%. I'm just saying that she didn't murder this guy. It wasn't like...
Well, I would have done the same. Absolutely, no questions asked.
Whatever.
Boom,
I'm
head
just saying
shot.
There's more to the story than what people were... Not you, I'm just saying in general, I've heard people talking about it on the internet, and they're like saying stuff about the story, and they're kind of... There's more nuance to the story than just like what they were saying.
Yeah, but I think it was just one of those things where it was like very telling how screwed up the system is.
Oh,
yeah. Everyone was like, this girl's 16, like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah,
this
even
is
if
so
she did
up.
Do that, I don't think anybody should go to jail
and
for life if you're a minor anyway.
Right. So. Right.
Yeah.
Good for Centoya Brown. All right, that's it. That's the feed for today. Got more later.
Good job.
Creepy stuff.
By the way, Sneakers, 1992 hacker movie, Robert Redford and Sidney Poitier.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Sidney Poitier's getting on a PC.
How do I know the name Robert Redford?
Oh my God.
What's he from?
Everything.
Never mind.
America?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Clint Eastwood. Why do I know that name?
I know him. Yeah. I like him.
Barack Obama sounds real familiar.
I'm not really sure. George Washington?
Leave me alone!
Interesting. All right. Well, we should do a bit around how Izzy knows nothing about pop culture.
Yeah, I just looked him up. I have no idea who this dude is. He doesn't even look kind of familiar. He looks like a mix of two people, but I can't.
He is. Everybody
is. Oh, he kind of looks like a mix of Bruce Jenner. And something in this picture.
Bruce Jenner.
Yeah. All right. Absolutely. Well,
Bruce Jenner is a mixture of two people.
I know.
Everybody's a mixture of. I was going to say, everyone's a mixture of two people. It's called your parents. Yeah. That's just how it goes.
That's a good one.
That's how it works. Thank you.
Some people have barely any mixture of their mother or father, though.
Wow.
You know that? Like, you get a DNA test, and it'll say, like, you're 97% from this side of the family, or
what?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Yep. That's why some people look exactly like their dad, but nothing like their mom or whatever, because they have way more from the other family.
Yeah, but they still have 50% of their mom.
Yeah, 50-50.
It's not 50-50.
What?
What are you talking?
What?
I'm just telling you.
What?
If you're a doctor.
Yeah, please call in.
Or a biologist.
Yeah, or a biologist.
This doesn't make sense. It goes against everything I learned in school.
Nope.
I'm going to look this up.
I'm telling you, Sneakers, bro.
97% of one parent and 3% of the other. There's no way.
Yeah. 100% of one and 0% of the other.
Okay.
Where is the line?
Lost Boy, we're surrounded by morons. Don't say anything. Don't. God. Just, you're not a moron yet. Don't say anything.
This is going to add.
Don't add to it.
Not a fan.
Of Robert Redford? That's
any
fine.
Of that stuff going on over on that side of the room right now.
Oh, you're not a fan of
it.
Damn
it.
All right. Well, I'm just going to pot you down there, buddy. You just hang out in the corner and, flap your wings or whatever. All right. So look at this. We got it's a good show today. I say that a lot. Usually I'm lying. Today, not lying about it. Get ready for a good one. We got more tickets for Disturbed. That's a show happening over at T-Mobile Arena on Saturday. 3 days grace is opening. My God, what a good show. And we're going to get you qualified to play foosball with the band, which is really cool. So definitely listen up for that. And, of course, we got more Puddle of Mud tickets. That's BS in the Morning Presents over there at Brooklyn Bowl. Izzy, have you been to Brooklyn Bowl yet?
No.
Sweet. You're going to love it. It's a great venue. You're going to be like, oh, my God, this place rules. It's down there at the Link. And the Link is
really
cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went
really
to the
cool.
High Roller over there.
Oh, yeah. It's right there.
Hell, yeah.
It's really high.
Good area.
Huh?
Really high.
Really high.
It's
a cool experience.
So it should be a fun time. That's happening on the 1st of February. So we'll get you hooked up. And, of course, we're all going to be there. And should be just a fun time to be had by all, especially if you're going for no dollars. All right?
Nice.
And we're going to be working on the intro. We got to add Izzy to the intro. So we got to work on that today.
Fifth man's going to have to come up with something for us.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So it should be a fun time. Get a hold of us, 876-3692. You can always text in as well, BS and your message, 69187.
Can I say something here?
Yeah.
You receive 50% of your genes from each of your parents, but the percentage of DNA can be skewed either direction.
That makes sense. Because
you
have dominant and recessive.
That's what I'm saying. So you can see, like, somebody who looks just like their
mom. But it's 50-50 from each parent.
That's the genes, not the DNA.
Okay, that's your genes.
Okay. Good. I'm wearing 50% jeans today. I have shorts on.
Thank you, Dr. Greg.
Oh, boy. Three doors down. When I'm gone.
Sparks has Taylor Swift jeans.
BS in the morning. Uno, dos, tres, go f*** yourself.
Greg, make sure you post that video. I don't know if you did or not. The one you showed me yesterday of Steven.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Changing light bulbs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we get asked all the time on this show, like, is Steven really the cleaning guy? Yeah, Steven's really the cleaning guy.
Yeah.
So, Greg, yesterday you took a video of him.
I know. I didn't get it in time what I wanted, but it's still funny.
Why?
Because when he first, he's like changing light bulbs in the ceiling, and this big grate comes down, like hits him on the shoulder, and he's like stuck on his head. And like, I didn't start video until after he'd already got it off of him. But Steven on a ladder is still good.
Steven on a ladder is wonderful. All right, perfect. Throw it up there, Instagram, and give us a follow too. We do follow back on Instagram. It's at BS in the morning. CES is in full swing over there at the convention center. Everybody's talking about it, everybody's here. Well, I'm going to go over, this is just a list that the Washington Post put out of some pretty cool gadgets and gizmos that they've seen thus far. LG has a OLED, which I know Greg is very excited about. That means that like the black is true black, mm-hmm. right? It means the diode is actually turned off. It's not just, so every single time, like your leather coat over there, Lost Boy, that kind of black would be, instead of just trying to show nothing, they actually turn off the diode. So you're looking at like the truest of colors, as they say. It's amazing, the depth. Well, they have a roll-up TV.
I told you those were coming.
That comes out of a box, so it looks like a sound bar.
Wait, like those things we used to have in like college and high school, middle school, where they like roll up the thing
like
and then use the projector.
Yeah, like that. Like a screen.
But this is an actual screen.
This is an OLED TV that rolls up out of a box by a touch of a button. So it hides the actual television into the little piece of furniture. So it won't, as they say, mess with your decor. You know, so you don't have to have this giant TV.
But I thought that usually is decor for dudes, is like their giant TV. That's all they care about.
Yes.
I know, that's dumb.
But that's if you're a
shower.
So
why would you want to hide it?
This is for growers, not showers.
What?
I'm a grower, not a shower, but I like to show my TV.
No, that. Well, now you could be like, dude, I don't need to show off my TV because it rolls up.
Nah.
Rolls out.
That's dumb.
How lazy. I mean, I got to sit there and, I mean, I'm way too lazy for that. I sit there and wait for it to unroll every time you want to watch something.
Okay. True. All right. Well, if you want to feel like a Bond villain,
you
get yourself a roll-up TV because it's pretty sweet. I'll take one of those.
It's cool because you can see the technology that we're at. It's not cool practically in use, I don't think.
They have self-rolling suitcases that follow along next to you, and
what?
They roll themselves. Yeah, so a suitcase, you don't even need to do anything. It's just, you walk, and it's like a dog. It just walks next to you.
You don't need a fob in your pocket that it connects to and follows?
I didn't read how it does it. I'm not sure.
Way to do your job, Sparks.
Well, I'm just going over the list of things that they have.
It's got to be something like that. It can't just like attach to a person.
Cameras all over it identify you as opposed to someone else passing by, and then lock on and follow you up to 6 miles per hour, avoiding obstacles along the way.
It's like pure laziness. We're at our prime.
Why wouldn't we want that?
You don't even have to hold on to it.
I don't want to hold on to it. Holding on to it sucks.
It's really not that bad. So you're clearly high maintenance. It's really not that hard to roll something behind you.
All right.
By the way, I heard that. It's coming up on Friday.
See, my month's already on a roll.
Oh, God. Another thing that they have that I found pretty interesting, right? We talked about the 8K television. You guys have dogs. They have an automatic dog toilet for inside the house. So this thing, what it does is it detects when there's pee or poop. And then it's almost like, God, what can I describe this as? So you could understand what's going on. You know, like a Murphy bed, how this thing folds down?
Yeah.
Murphy beds. Well, say like the bed part folds down onto the ground. That's what the dog takes a deuce on. Then after the dog leaves it, it folds up.
And self-cleans?
And self-cleans, and then folds back down so the dog can go again whenever it wants. And then everything is kind of trapped in there, and you take it like a garbage bag and you just take it out.
I've seen cat litter boxes like that. This girl, I...
Really? Yeah. Self-cleaning ones?
Uh-huh.
Sweet.
This girl I used to have was like a robotic, like, meh, 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 and like, puts it into like a diaper genie type thing, and then you take it out and you...
My Killer. Last boss used to have one of those.
You can also set it up so it automatically dispenses a treat for the dog after it does its business.
Oh, that's nice.
So those are just some of the things.
That's funny.
That's nice.
Those are some of the things that are happening over there at CES.
In the morning, bow to the fifth man.
So when I went back to Cleveland for Christmas, I was telling my buddy about the Impossible Burger.
Dude.
Where they so you've heard about it?
I ate it in LA. Oh my God.
I've had it here. It's here in Vegas at some places. You can go and order. And then what happens is let me first clue you in on the Impossible Burger. If you don't know, it's basically made in a lab. And when I say that, it's not like they're lab-grown meat. However, I think the future will have that.
Absolutely.
But the Impossible Burger is trying to, on a molecular level, essentially replace beef with plant proteins.
It mimics it perfectly. It even bleeds.
Yes, it bleeds, but it's really, I think it's like beet juice red.
Yeah.
When we cook it, it smells like beef. There's char on the outside. You can even, it tastes like beef, smells like beef, looks like beef. If you didn't tell anybody, they would assume, this is just a kind of different tasting beef.
Yes.
At CES, they've now unveiled the Impossible Burger 2.0, and that is what people are freaking out about because they said, there is no way anybody would be able to tell that this is not beef. They said, it's amazing. They go, look, I hate veggie burgers. I hate them. They're the worst things ever. Not me. This is what somebody's saying.
Okay.
And they said, it's a food critic too.
They are gross though.
And they said, this is absolutely fantastic. This is delicious. It's amazing. If I didn't know any better, I would assume I'm eating a prime 80-20 blend of hamburger meat.
Even when I was eating it, I was like, wait a minute. Am I eating meat right now? Like, I kind of freaked out a little bit.
I could kind of taste the difference when I ate it.
There is a difference.
Yeah.
Like, I say if we do experiment with Greg and we have, a couple burgers that aren't real and a couple burgers that are real.
That's a good idea.
Because he's like, a professional eater.
Yes.
Then we have him decide.
Well, plus you're very particular about your burgers, Greg, as you said, because you don't like things on it. Like, you like ketchup?
What?
You don't even like ketchup on your burgers.
I do.
You just like meat and
really?
Bread?
It depends. It depends on, if I'm eating it on a plate, like I'm doing right now, if I ate one.
I'm just burger meat.
Yeah,
right.
It would be just the meat. I like cheese on them.
Yeah. And that's fine. We could put cheese on it. Because I'd be
saying,
curious.
Like, if I was going to order one,
No, of course. Yeah. And they're saying, like, look, this is the future. But when I was in Cleveland, I told my buddy about the Impossible Burger before I knew that they were going to release 2.0 at CES here. He goes, yeah, but do you want your meat to, like, not have a soul? He's like, that's the best part. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Is he a serial killer?
Yeah, that's what I started saying.
Who
I'm like, what?
That?
What are you saying?
You don't want to bite into it knowing it once had a life?
Yeah, but he's like, dude, I don't know. I don't want to eat something, even lab-grown meat. He's like, if I'm eating a burger, I want to know that this thing was like a real life thing.
That's weird.
It's not so weird.
I think it's weird.
Because you got to think, that's what Native Americans believed, right? And that's why they used every part of the buffalo.
Yeah, but he's not thinking of it for those reasons.
No, but he's thinking of it as like, no, I don't want to eat things made in a lab. You have people.
I get that. Yeah, it's when you say it's made in a lab, it sounds really creepy. I get that. But I just like the fact that it's all plant-based. Like, my whole thing with this is just the fact that, I've been a pescatarian for... God, probably like 10 years already. So
I don't even know what that is.
That's where you don't eat meat, but you do eat fish.
Sounds like a church.
So, because I love sushi and I can't go vegan because I love cheese too much. But my thing with this is people who have always eaten meat are so against trying like vegetarian things. Like, I've had a lot of friends who are like, veggie sausage? ugh, I'm not trying that.
Because they are
gross.
You
know what I mean? They're like so against it. There are some things, though, like I've had them try that they're like, wow, it's actually not bad. You know, it doesn't taste like meat, but it's not bad.
Sure.
So I think that this is a way of like helping people, you know, try things out in a different way, maybe, because it does genuinely taste a lot like meat. And I'm sure it can dupe a lot of people if they're not expecting it.
Yeah, but nobody's going to go out of their way to order a burger that is, you know,
$5
more expensive and not actually meat.
That's what I was gonna
ask. It could be a good alternative, you know, health-wise. You know, if somebody has heart disease or something that, you know, you can eat something that still tastes like a burger but isn't a burger and it won't give, you know, negative health effects.
Correct.
Well, if it didn't cost more money, I'd be eating them right now.
I mean, well, we'll see what happens.
The problem is the cost.
Right.
If they're just as cheap as regular meat, though, there's no reason not to eat them. I would eat them.
I think they're going to get down to, absolutely, well, because you don't have beef production is very expensive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It takes a lot of resources for it. That's why it's so expensive. However, once they get past the initial, you know, it's almost like pharmaceuticals. Like the lab portion is the most, lab and research is most expensive. Once they get on a mass production thing, dude, they're going to be driving that price down.
If I was able to go to the store and buy, you know.
You would honestly do it as a dude.
I would 100% never eat meat again if I could go get Impossible Burgers. It tastes like regular, but I couldn't tell the difference. Who cares? I would go get
those. Can get, I know, at Winco before, I've gotten two patties, which are big size patties for like $5.
Of Impossible Burgers?
They're like vegan plant-based burgers.
Well, no. I'm talking about the ones that you can't tell the difference.
You can't tell the difference with these ones, but they're not called the Impossible Burgers.
Oh, see? But this is, when you say that, immediately every other meat eater's I can tell the difference.
Yeah, exactly.
100%.
Yeah. Exactly.
But they're right. They're absolutely right.
Depending on what it is.
I've never eaten a plant burger where I wasn't like, oh, this is a plant.
Yes, exactly. That comes back to my buddy with the soul.
We'll
he's like,
see what
nope,
it is.
Nope, the soul part's the
we'll
delicious
try out
part.
The Impossible.
You know? First of all, they don't have souls. That's so stupid.
Well, that's your opinion.
Okay,
for him,
how does it have more of a soul than a plant?
Well, because it's a heartbeat. I don't know.
Plants
dogs go to heaven.
Plants grow. They live. They breathe.
Plants are alive, but on a different level. Yes, Lost Boy, hello.
I just want to add to the soul thing. Only other person I've ever heard say this is Ted Nugent, and he's a nut job.
He is.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
So I'm just saying, I think your buddy's crazy.
He writes some good music.
No, totally. Other than that, nut job.
Yeah, guitar riffs are amazing.
Yeah, Ted Nugent.
His brain, not so much.
Yeah. Dude's a mess.
Well, I'll tell you this. I have eaten the Impossible Burger. I would definitely recommend it as of now.
Yeah,
I can only imagine Impossible Burger 2.0. You have a lot of people that are, let's say, vegans and are on that side of the hippie, the people that...
There are people that do it for a trend and there are people that do it for health reasons.
Yeah, they do it for health reasons, but there's also people that do it because they don't want to eat anything that has a mother. Okay? And that's one opinion.
I don't understand how being a vegan is healthy.
Or anything
at all.
With eyes.
Fine. Whatever. But here's the thing I gotta say is because when it comes to that, they also don't like GMOs and all that. Now Greg's on the other side and I'm on his side when I'm like, I don't care if it has GMOs.
Yeah, of course.
I love GMOs.
Everything's
We're gonna
a
die
chemical.
Anyway.
No, you're not going to die because of GMOs. I don't want people thinking because it was made by a scientist.
GMOs are better than regular things.
Yeah.
They can control it. That's a controlled environment.
Way
where
down
they can make
with
it
GMOs.
Perfect. It's like the editing with genes with kids to take the cancer out or whatever.
It doesn't
it is.
Scare you that everything needs to be controlled in this world. That freaks me out. Like, just leave my stuff alone. Let me just live.
No.
But don't touch it.
Have you ever eaten a seedless watermelon? I mean, that's a GMO. Everything's a GMO.
Thank you.
No, I've never had a seedless watermelon.
Have you had watermelon in the last 10 years?
Yeah, it's always got seeds in it.
Not as many as normal.
I buy the full watermelon.
No, because that's now a seed. If you have a normal watermelon, it's like it's got, you know... It's like trying to eat something with a buckshot in it.
Yeah.
It's like there's seeds everywhere. It's horrific. So, but if you get seedless watermelon, there's still seeds in there.
It's a GMO. Though.
It's a GMO.
Everything's a chemical, by the way. Everything, including us.
Well, I'm just saying.
Including this desk. Everything.
All right.
Everything has a chemical bond. That's how it
works. But I'm saying in the future, look, you want things left alone. That's great. But then it's more susceptible to diseases and like locusts and bugs eating. It's true.
Well, that's an anti-vaxxer mentality.
Correct.
You know, you have kids running around with measles at
I'm
Disneyland.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
I'm not saying you are.
No one's saying you are.
I'm just saying in general, it's the same logic they use. that they don't, it's bad because scientists touched it or whatever. Meanwhile, those kids run around Disneyland with measles, you know, because nobody's getting their kids vaccinated.
I don't know. Is he still the right wing darling?
Right wing.
Dude, the best meat to eat is one you raise and kill. Straight red meat, not pink.
All right. Of course you're going to say that.
Okay, hold on. Right wing. Dude, you've lost 100 pounds. That's impressive. If someone said, hey, eat this, it tastes, smells, cooks, does everything just like a regular beef patty, would
I'd
you?
Eat it. I'd eat it.
You would?
I'd
okay.
try it, but I'm still a beef eater all the way.
Okay. Well, you live up there in Moapa or whatever, so that's got to be. Well, that's what I'm saying. You understand how much time, money, and in terms of the environment, it takes a toll, right? You need a lot of land for cattle. You need a lot of feed for cattle. You need a lot of water for cattle.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Does the meat taste better before or after you have sex with the cow?
I don't know. You'd have to ask. You'd have to ask those Mexican boys.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The Feed with Izzy.
What's going on, Izzy?
A woman sent 159,000 texts to a man after one date. They met on a dating site. The
text
continued on for 10 months. Is he asleep?
No. Over there? He's here. I don't think he wants to answer.
The point of love is to keep giving it. That's the math equation. It's love equals 3.3, which is infinity, times E equals MC squared, which is light. Light is forever. L equals 3. If love was a number, it would be 3. So it's infinity times light, which is also infinity. So it's just forward, forever forward.
Is that Shutter
Island? If you're selfish, you can't understand that.
Is that not Shutter Island?
No, that's the actual girl that sent the texts.
Yeah, that's her. That's the sound clip of that lady.
Have you guys already talked about this?
Yeah, a while ago. But what happened? Did she get sentenced or something? It's okay. Don't be. You weren't here, Izzy.
I don't
what's
know.
Going on? No. What did the
she
story say?
She was arrested because she finally broke into the dude's house after he called the cops. And was like, yo, she's like outside my house.
Oh,
she's
so
starting to stalk
okay.
me. She broke into the house, took a bath, and then the cops came and finally arrested her.
So it's just trending again. Is
yes.
essentially the story. Okay, got it.
Because I know this happened a while ago.
We caught it on the first time. And
what bothers me is the fact that stalking laws aren't more strict.
Yeah.
They're not. Like, you go to the cops, they're like, yo, this guy has been stalking me for this amount of time. And they're like, well, there's nothing we can do until they try to kill you.
This is what
it's
I'm
like,
talking
how
about.
How is this a thing?
Psycho dudes out there. And psycho ladies.
Oh,
yeah, there's a lot of
definitely psycho ladies.
Oh, psycho stalker ladies?
Yeah.
I feel like dudes do more stalking,
I get
though,
flattered
than ladies.
By the stalking.
They do the more aggressive stalking. The females are more of like the... sneaky and annoying stalking.
This is an insane stalking lady right here.
Yes.
But I feel like dudes are creepier stalking dudes.
Any update on Mark, Lost Boy?
Yeah, Lost Boy's got a stalker named Mark, apparently. What's going on with him?
I don't know, man, but I'm like watching over my shoulder everywhere.
Smart.
Again now,
you should.
Yeah.
You should always do that.
Mark, leave me alone. I know you're listening.
Who is this guy?
I know you're listening.
Yeah, what's he? Has he messaged you anymore? Don't want to give him any credence?
Yeah, that's
I
the
get
thing,
it.
Dude. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel
right.
if
it's
I engage.
It's not the same guy that was sending me shirtless pics, is it?
Is the guy that keeps writing meow to me on the
what?
Facebook message?
Yeah, I got this guy that keeps sending me shirtless pics of himself.
Of himself?
In my DMs. But then I talked about it on air and it stopped. I don't know if he listened. He must
wait
listen.
A minute. What's he look like? Is he Hispanic?
He might be. I don't know. I'll show you the picture. I don't know.
The guy who keeps hitting me up has a Hispanic last name. He keeps asking me if I'm single and he keeps writing meow and stuff.
And sending you shirtless photos?
No photos. No shirtless photos.
Yeah, first he poked me and then he sent me a DM of a shirtless photo.
Yeah, the poke. I still get poked sometimes too.
Yeah.
I forgot that was a thing.
He's like,
you want to wrestle me? Hey, hold on. I got to spit.
Oh, boy. Oh, jeez.
Have you ever poked somebody you didn't want to actually bone? I mean, isn't that what's for or no?
I didn't know you could.
I thought it was more of a flirtation thing.
That's what I mean.
And then if you don't respond to the poke, they're like, oh.
If somebody pokes me, I just assume that means, oh, she saw me and or her or something, and I don't know how you could see me and want to do that, but she did, and then I'm gonna respond.
Right? I mean, I guess that's what it's supposed to be. Me and one of my old buddies, like, we would just, I think we got 600 pokes in a few weeks. We just kept going, but just to annoy each other.
Right. No red-blooded so American I think you could boy use it should be afraid of men.
Flirty reasons or annoying reasons. I don't know. I never understand why that thing was invented, but I thought that stalker thing was so creepy.
It is creepy. Just
that stuff happens a lot.
Stop. Just dial it back. Everyone That's just needs saying. To dial it back if you don't get a response from a person you're trying to hit up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Usually it means like, hey, my husband's not home, or, you know, something like that.
Wait.
Or,
what?
My boyfriend's out of town, or because you get pokes from people when, like, at weird times. You know, you'll see, like, a girl post, like, I'm never getting in a relationship ever again in my life. And then, like, the next day she pokes you. You're like, oh, okay, she's free again or whatever.
Interesting.
Or she starts liking your stuff.
I don't get poked.
The rules that go along with this.
No, it's dumb. Continue, please.
So I posted this on the BS Facebook yesterday. A lot of people are pretty upset about it. Study came out saying that Nevada is one of the worst states to raise a family. It's not like top 10 or anything. It was number 45 on the list, but it looked at education, child care, and affordability. Sparks, obviously, you're a dad. What are your thoughts on this? I'm new here. I think Nevada's great. I think it's affordable, but I don't have a kid.
We're talking about affordability. You said education, child care.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. You know, I think we're doing just fine. My kid isn't in jail yet. So I think there's pockets of good and bad areas in every single city.
Right.
And you could find good places to raise your child in Las Vegas. You could find bad places to find in any other city. You know what I mean? So it depends on where you're at. Now,
right.
Maybe overall, according to the study, maybe it's which, you know, they take the average whatever and then they put it to, you know, there's so many daycares per capita.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? So it doesn't always represent the best picture.
I think later on, we'll have more sample size. Right now, there isn't a lot of people that are actually from Vegas or
right.
you know, Nevada.
It's tough, yeah.
But
yeah,
if you meet with somebody true. And they're like, oh, I was born here. I've lived here my whole life. You'd be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Lost boy.
Yeah, like, lost boy.
The weirdest thing about the study was it said, what do you think the number one state to raise a family was on this survey?
Arkansas.
What do you think, Greg?
Or Utah. Someplace where
okay.
they bone a lot.
Okay.
You know?
Say somewhere in the Midwest. Ohio.
Ohio would be a good
Interesting.
Place. Yeah.
What about you, Lost Boy?
I know the answer.
So it's got to be a
Florida. You do?
I don't want to say it. I know
all
the
right.
answer.
All right, all right.
Minnesota.
That makes total sense.
That makes sense.
It's cold.
It doesn't make sense to me.
I lived up there.
You lived in Minnesota?
Yeah. Well, I lived in North Dakota. Well, right next to, yeah. It'd be like I lived in Summerlin and Henderson was Minnesota. So, yeah, I lived right on the border. Yeah. It's their, hey, it's what they do up there.
I would
they
never.
They have sex. They
never
have kids.
Moved to Minnesota.
Why? Minnesota's a great place.
Horrible. Honestly, I'm going to be
horrible. Horrible.
I am going
Gorgeous.
To be completely honest. I can't stand the accent.
Okay.
Well,
I worked with a girl in radio who had a Minnesotan accent. And, like, even people that listen, they would write in, like, why does she sound like that?
They sound so quaint.
It
well,
is
so
an
nice.
Awful accent.
It's not.
It's also freezing
I
and
hate
dreary
it.
And awful.
See,
freezing,
I like winter,
dreary,
though.
Awful.
I like cold.
Ugh.
That's my favorite.
Ugh.
All right.
But I'd rather be in Michigan.
Yeah.
Not Minnesota.
God. What?
Michigan's nice, too. That's coming
Thanks.
From
it is.
An Ohio guy.
Yeah.
Michigan's gorgeous.
Michigan's stunning.
Not when I went there.
Minnesota's beautiful. The
cold
accents
and gross.
Are just nice. They're just you just want to pick them up and put them in your pocket. They're like, oh no. Oh, I suppose, you know, and they're like, I suppose I should get going. You're like, oh, this is great.
Anything,
I love you.
Anything east of Utah is disgusting.
I would get too many assault charges there. No way.
In case you missed Vegas Golden Knights last night.
Boy, I think it's 9 in a row. Maybe 7. Nah, I should have looked it up. A bunch of wins in a row for the Vegas Golden Knights.
Woo!
Yeah, you gotta love that. Quick recap. Eakin, first to score for the Knights here.
To the middle from Merrill. Whacks it far side of center for Tuck. Taps ahead. Eakin alone. He shoots. He scores! Cody Eakin for the Knights. 1-0 Vegas. With 4 minutes to go in the first period.
Thank you, Greg, for the added foghorn. That was in the first period. Vegas Golden Knights would score again in the second.
Pacioretty, cross ice for Stastny. Left circle, banks it up top for Schmidt. Right side, one-time shot. Loose puck trickling. They score! It's Brandon Perry again. Power play goal for the Knights. Vegas takes a 2-0 lead.
2-0. Okay. Thank you, Greg, for the added foghorn.
Always.
And then, yes, every single
never
time.
Fails.
And then, of course, Vegas Golden Knights would make it 3-0. Thanks, my man, Marchessault.
Kicks off the boards. Marchessault gets to it. All by himself. Left side. He shoots. He scores! Jonathan Marchessault. 3-0 Vegas.
You know, Reeves is the kind of guy who I would hate if he wasn't on the Vegas Golden Knights. And since Reeves is on the Vegas Golden Knights, I love him. I love him. I love him. He got into a fight last night. This is it.
Whistle stops play. Look out now. A fight at center. Away from that scuffle. It's Reeves and McQuaid. Two heavyweights. An old-fashioned bout at center. Reeves reaches in. Several hard rights from Reeves. One return right from McQuaid. Another and a left jab from McQuaid. Trying to cover the right cross. Reeves protects. Comes back. Knocks McQuaid's helmet off. Couple of rights. Oh, on the back of the head, Reeves. McQuaid trying to shake his elbow guard loose. He gets knocked down by Reeves.
That's right.
I like how the guy's calling the fight like it's a boxing match.
I know.
Like it's part of the game.
Yeah, half hockey announcer, half boxing announcer. Yeah. God, I love this sport. And the Rangers would finally score in the third period, making it 3-1 Vegas Golden Knights. Fleury would have an awesome glove save in the third period. Then Carpenter would get in on the action for the score.
It's an empty net for the Rangers. Belmar in the right corner, joined by Stastny. Belmar to the right, Carpenter shoots and scores! With a minute 20 to go.
And that would be the fourth and final goal for the Vegas Golden Knights as we take the win over the Rangers.
4 seconds left. Vegas winning streak goes to a lucky 7. Vegas defeats New York 4-2. Marc-Andre Fleury, another victory.
Vegas Golden Knights recap brought to you by Glenn Lerner Injury Attorneys. In a wreck and need a check? One call, that's all. 702-877-1500. Catch all the play-by-play action on our sports station, Fox Sports Radio 98.9 FM and 1340 AM.
Who wanna give stuff away? I'm ready for stuff. Oh, baby, I'm ready for stuff. I'm ready for stuff. Oh, baby, I'm ready for stuff.
You know, BS in the Morning's presenting Puddle of Mud over there at Brooklyn Bowl. That's Trapped Tantric on the show as well on the 1st of February. If you want to go, be calling number 16 right now, 876-3692. You're going to get in for Puddle of Mud. And you're also qualified to bowl with the band right there at Brooklyn Bowl as well. So good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
The Feed with Izzy. Download the show's daily podcast on comp.com and
I'm not
iTunes.
Ready.
It's BS in the Morning.
Some finger slipped. That's Stephen the cleaning guy getting a leg cramp. Thanks to the fifth man that suggested that sounds like the beginning of More Human Than Human by Zombie. Appreciate it. Hey, Greg, you're bald now. I'm balding. Lost Boy has a hell of a set of hair. Izzy, of course you have hair. Because women are lucky when it comes to male pattern balding. You're not being a male. Some women do bald, though, and I feel real bad.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
You can tell, too. That is the worst, because they can't just, like, shave your head. I mean, they could.
I know.
Don't say you can tell. That's going to make them feel worse.
Yeah, but you can
totally
tell.
Totally tell.
Yeah.
No cues. You've got none.
What? You can't tell that someone is balding.
Yeah.
You're just being observant.
No.
It's like, oh, hey.
Don't look at a chicken and be like, damn, how much hair did you lose last night?
Well, you're not.
Just drop it.
We're
not
saying
you say it to a lady's face. What are we, monsters?
Greg, yes.
Why is Greg
absolutely
would. I don't say that to a lady's face. No, I don't.
No. We just say you notice.
Yeah.
I was checking out at the grocery store the other day, and I saw this lady. She was bawling. I'm like, I feel bad. Like, yeah. I know how important hair is to
most
women.
Someone's got a big scar on their face. You're going to notice.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I've been reading up on this thing called impossible hair syndrome.
Is this like hair?
Or uncombable hair syndrome.
It's like hair that tastes like real hair.
It's like, you're
right. That's what I figured.
No, I'm sorry. It's uncombable hair syndrome. So a normal hair, at the end of it, it comes to a point. Like your hair normally comes to a point, and then when it splits, that's how you get split ends.
Right.
And people are like, oh, and then it becomes a little more frizzy, right?
Right.
Well, it also doesn't grow anymore, I think, after it splits, right?
I'm not sure if that's the case, but I know it increases the frizz, and that's why they cut off what they call, I think, the dead ends or something
right.
like that, right? So you cut it off. Uncombable hair syndrome, which I might think I might have, because I've never gotten a good haircut in my life. They say the end of the hair is rigid. It's got like, it's almost like the top of your tooth, like a molar. You know how there's like little ridges?
Yeah.
The end of your hair looks like that. So it's, no matter what you do, there's always extra frizz because it can't lay flat on itself.
Okay.
And what happens is it is a genetic mutation that people have around the world where your hair is literally uncontrollable, uncombable. You can't put it in place. It wants to go wherever. They're saying Einstein might have had it. And of course, you remember Einstein's
hair.
Yeah,
he had some crazy hair.
That's what they say it normally looks like.
Yeah.
So they
or
can't.
He just had bad grooming habits.
No, they say people think that they have bad grooming habits, but there's literally a genetic mutation that is something called uncombable hair syndrome.
Wow.
It's recessive. So only parents when the this is what recessive means. Only parents when the individuals receive a mutant gene copies from both parents. So you have to have that recessive gene in both parents in order to get it.
That sucks.
But they're saying it's usually in people with blonde hair, stringy hair. It's only certain types of people have this weird mutation that's been passed down.
That so, could be you, right?
I've never had a good haircut in my life.
Why
every time I get one,
head?
These dudes make fun of me every single time I get a haircut.
Oh, dude, I'm a
Are you sure you just don't know how to style it?
Yes.
I have Italian fro. When I had hair, I couldn't comb mine either. It was always wavy. Ew. I was a nappy-headed bro.
Really? You couldn't comb it either way? Because I saw you have a coif.
I could slick it back, but I would have to use like stuff. You know, like a gel or something.
That's fine.
But if I just pick it out, it would look like a big old fro.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Lost boy. Talk about hair, this guy.
Oh, dude, yeah. No, I got pretty lucky considering my dad's hairline.
Yeah.
He's got like no hair. But you always go for the Andy Dufresne look.
I don't go for the look. It's not like I go in there and I'm like, hey, you know Shawshank Redemption? Make me look like that prison haircut. I don't ask for that. I don't know what to say. I say different things every time. They give me the same haircut every time. They're like, oh,
yeah,
you're a white dude? Here's your haircut.
Standard haircut.
And I say, give me the old standard white guy. That's what I say. Make me look like a standard white dude because that's what I am. And that's fine. I'll embrace it. I don't have any kind of cool ability. Just give it to me, right? And the dude's like, here you go. And I hate it every time.
Dude,
I walk away
write
set.
Write this down. Whose month is it?
Don't
write
it
this
down. Don't write that down.
Already done.
Stop it. Talking about haircut. Like, in all honesty. Have you ever met somebody whose hair always looks like hot garbage? They might have this.
No.
Okay, am I the only one paranoid about this? Why does it feel like no one else gives a crap? Okay, fine.
Because we don't have these issues.
Well, I don't have hair, so.
Right.
Yeah, but if this is a thing floating around, shouldn't this be out there in the open? Shouldn't people know about this?
I don't know.
Affliction?
I mean, I'm sure if it was really a problem, they would have gone to the doctor already or a specialist.
No, it is a problem.
The specialist told them.
No, because you're sitting there, you're saying that this person looks like crap. They look unkempt, and really, it's not their fault.
Right, and
you
that's
wouldn't
fine.
Say that to somebody else who had a genetically
no.
Right, exactly. So,
absolutely
in my opinion,
yeah.
It's a little bad.
I'm so glad you found this story, man. I don't know what I would have done with myself.
What are you talking about? Stop writing this down.
This break has just died. Rest in peace, Decent Radio.
Thank you.
You're listening to BS in the Morning with J Muse. No, not really, but this is J Muse saying you're listening to BS in the Morning. Snooch to the Dooch.
All right, it's been announced. Jeff Bezos is getting a divorce.
Who?
Jeff Bezos. He's the founder and CEO of Amazon.
Really?
Yeah, he's the richest man on earth.
Is he, though?
By a long shot.
Oh, it's not even close.
Not even the McDonald's people?
Yeah, no. They don't own a candle.
They're not even the top 20, I don't think.
Yeah, no. Wow. Bezos blows everybody away by like $100 billion.
So why are we feeling bad for him that he's getting divorced?
I'm not feeling bad. I don't feel bad. I feel a little excited for his wife. Talk yeah. about hitting the lotto.
She feels great.
Whoa! Whoa! I don't feel bad for him. Even if she parts with half of his money, he's still the richest man on earth.
They didn't sign a prenup?
They've been married for 25 years, and she's cited in the Amazon origin story as having supported her husband's move off Wall Street and into e-commerce. She's a novelist, and then they cite as she was the one who pushed him to go, hey, sell books online. I'm an author. You should do it. So, you know, half of Amazon is hers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no way that a judge is not going to go, oh, by the way, yeah, you yeah, that, deserve.
That'll all come up in court, dude. She'll yep. be like, I yep. did this, this, and this. And then prenups are only good for like 10 years or something
what?
Like that. Yeah, yeah. Usually, typically, yeah, they run out. They have but a time
they
limit.
Wouldn't have had a prenup, though, because they wouldn't know they were going to
yeah.
be rich.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah right. they didn't understand.
She's going to have buy an island just for her shoes.
Here's the thing, though, with Jeff Bezos, a lot of people don't understand, is that dude was a billionaire when he launched Amazon. That guy had $1 billion when Amazon was around in 1999, just selling books as an online bookstore. Wow. So he's not like some guy. I mean, granted, he did it himself. He pulled himself up from his bootstraps, but he wasn't like a guy sweeping the floors at a bookshop going, right. I wonder if I
yeah,
could
but
sell
how did he get the $1 billion?
He got a billion. He worked on Wall Street.
Okay.
He was
so
a
he
Wall
still
Street
made
guy.
His own money.
No, no, I'm not saying that. I just want to, people are like, oh, then he thought of this amazing idea.
Right.
And it snowballed. And it did. To go from a billion to $157 billion.
Still pretty good.
It's a long way to go. Yeah. Yes, it's a long way. I'm not detracting anything from Jeff Bezos. He could obviously have us all killed. But what I'm saying is that she was with a rich guy before. It's not like they were two struggling Seattle bookkeepers, you know what yeah. I mean? And they
right.
decided to go and do the whole thing. But my God, you know how many people were lining up for lotto tickets when that thing hit $1 billion?
Yeah.
That's a single billion.
Well, you know how many people are lining up to be his next wife?
Seriously.
Yeah. Would you marry Jeff Bezos?
Yes, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you knew I was even going to ask that. I would probably marry Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
My wife would understand. My children would find a way in their heart to understand.
Yeah.
My God. If he's smart, he should never get married again, right? He's done.
Yeah, why would you?
Why would you
why
ever
would you
get married?
Ever, but yeah.
Don't get married.
Does he have kids?
Yeah, they have like 5 kids
together. Oh, man.
God.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, that's, come on.
It sucks.
No, I know.
For
I'm
a
just
kid,
saying,
that
it's
sucks,
the principle.
But,
it's yeah. the principle, man. Come on, let's be honest. When no, it comes to money, it's
how's he
going to
provide for his family now?
No, I don't think it's that. I mean, I think it's tough for anybody going through divorce, obviously. But for the kids especially, they're not going to. If the kids were in a rich family and all they know is rich, it's like being, you know, Will Smith's kids. They think Will Smith is lame and a loser. It doesn't matter. You could be a professional
right.
athlete's kid.
Yeah.
You think your parents or whatever.
Right.
All you know is that foundation. And then obviously if they're going.
That's when my kid gets lost, quote unquote, in a boating accident or something.
What do you mean? You would murder your kid?
Well, dude, if you got that much money, just clone him.
What?
I mean, I know you don't particularly love kids, but you
don't like
gotta
me.
Kill
hey,
one.
If you don't like me, dude, you can take a hike, bro.
So you're saying it's on the kid. How much money do you have to where you don't care if your kids love you?
$40.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, there's probably an equation to that. There's a tipping point where, like, I have money to keep me company. You know what I mean? And I'll give them cash. They'll understand later in life.
Not that I agree with that philosophy.
I always
want
to see if Silverfish really eats money. You know how in Breaking Bad she had to spray it with the money with something to keep away the silverfish?
Oh, yeah, from like eating the cash?
Yeah, because
it's just sitting there.
I wonder if that's real. I guess they put it in there. It must be.
That's like El Chapo money, though.
I'm sure it's real.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Do you feel bad?
For the dude?
No, for the lady and the dude, yeah.
No.
Is it just because of the money?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so how much money until your feelings, you don't care anymore? What's the denomination there?
I don't know. Not living paycheck to paycheck, having enough money to like buy your own private jet. Like once you're up to that level, I'm like,
you don't care?
Why do you cry about anything? Because like literally money will solve every problem you freaking have.
Yep.
Cry for a week, then get over it. Move on. Go buy yourself a diamond ring. Like these people just throw their money away.
Money doesn't bring
problems. It would literally solve every one of my problems.
Yeah, me too. Oh
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Only rich people say money doesn't solve your problems.
I don't know. What's up, Lost Boy? You got your hand up over there.
Oh, dude, 350 mil, man. All my problems are gone.
I like how you're
happy. You have an
accident. How much do you owe? What the hell?
Yeah, 350 million.
350 mil's a lot of money. A lot of
Yeah, it's too much money.
Oh, dude, that's a perfect amount.
350 mil?
Yeah.
So he could put the rest of it away and he'd be set for the rest of his life. He could continue doing radio and then retire and be set.
Hold on. I can't understand either of you.
I live a long time vampire. You know.
Okay. Yeah. I wish I didn't understand him. All right.
Mike Tyson spent $360 million somehow.
Yeah, of course.
How do you do that? I don't know how if I
You
could.
Buy tigers and whatever.
Tigers, right. What, 500 grand tops? I mean.
Dude. Nicolas Cage, one of the greatest actors of all time. He's bankrupt because he was buying castles and dinosaur bones.
Okay, castles, I get it.
Yeah,
you couldn't spend.
Cool.
I could spend $350 million.
I could spend
There's
it,
no
but
doubt.
It'd be really hard. To,
I'd give
like,
it away.
Broke.
I'd spend it. Oh, I wouldn't care. I could be easily, I could be frivolous with
it. I'd give a million
I'd probably
away.
Hoard it. I would hoard it because I would just never, ever, ever, ever want to have money problems ever again. I would just put it away and I wouldn't want to look at it. I wouldn't want to be reminded that I have it. I would just put it away. I would take a certain amount out so I could just splurge on myself a few times and then I would put the rest of it away. And I know people always tell me I'm crazy, but legit. I would freak out.
I'd look on it, look at it, sleep on it, watch TV, rolling around in it.
Need to spray something else on it to keep people away from it.
Yeah.
Or make them come to it.
Oh, no.
The radio took a in your cereal bowl. It's BS in the morning.
We're sitting here trying to find out what's the difference between hair plugs and hair replacement. Apparently, hair plugs are not a thing anymore, thanks to hair replacement.
Yeah,
but
I guess they're a cheaper option if you know you want to go that route.
Yeah, but if you're going to do it right, man.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Do it right for sure. Don't skimp. But it brought up a question. What is, because as we were researching, we're like, oh boy, everyone talks about how painful hair plugs used to be and all this kind of stuff. And I didn't even know what it was, really. Ugh, sounded bad. Brutal.
Gnarly.
What's the most painful thing you've ever experienced? Physical pain. Because I thought, as soon as you said how painful hair plugs, what people were talking about, I used to have, as a kid, ingrown toenails. You guys ever have ingrown toenails?
Yeah. I removed a couple of those myself.
Yeah. Oh. I had ingrown toenails as a kid. It's where your toenails start growing into the side of your toe, cutting it.
Usually if your shoes are too small.
So as you're, because it would be pinching your toe. Mm-hmm. So your toes, as you walk, your toe is pushing into the corner of the nail and your nail's just continuously cutting it. So I take off my shoes and I'd have bloody socks all day. But that wasn't the painful part. My parents took me to this doctor, and I swear to God, this is like malpractice is what happened. This guy did not know what he was doing. He cauterized the cuts.
Yeah.
He's like, it's infected. Got to cauterize. Burned it. Then proceeded to rip my toenails off.
Jesus.
Of both big toes.
Is this guy ISIS?
That's what I'm saying.
horrific experience.
Tell us where the truth deployment is.
Dude. Oh my God.
To the point where, I mean, I'll never forget. My dad goes, I'm still sorry about that. We should have looked around. We should have went to another doctor. Because it was like same day. He's like, no, I can take care of that right now.
Sorry.
Get in here. Ripped my toenails out.
Oh.
Most painful thing ever.
Did it fix the problem? Are you good now?
No, it didn't fix the problem.
Oh my God.
Because when they grew back, of course they grew back the same way. We went to another doctor. This time it was a lady, and she's like, here. And I'm like bracing myself, and she just cut the corners off with like a fancy pair of nail clippers. She's like, you're done. I'm like, wait a minute, that's it? She's like, yeah, no, that's it. You're fine. This is just, that's how you cut your toenails from now on. I'm like, oh, I'm about to mail some anthrax somewhere.
Did you sue that too?
Yeah, I know. No, I know. I was a kid. I didn't know about malpractice.
What a suit is that?
Well, yeah, because you're an adult and you understand how the world operates. Yeah. Like,
how traumatic.
I know. I didn't want to take my shoes off when I went over people's house on like sleepovers because I had bloody socks. And I was a catcher in baseball.
Gross.
And so I was crouching down the whole time and just blood.
Oh, so you've always been a catcher.
Okay. Most painful thing. 876-3692. We're going to start. I can't believe this guy had pain.
Please welcome the adorable Colin.
He's so adorable. Hey, Colin. How are you, sir?
Good, good. How you guys?
Hey, doing good. What do you got?
Good morning.
I was spraying a customer's house about last year, I think. Last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he had opened his door and his dog got past him and he bit me in the nad.
Oh. Yeah, it's a whole lot of different sensations going on there.
Is that blood or?
There was blood, and I had my sprayer on my back.
So there was blood?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and you had pants on?
I had pants on.
No. He sprays people's houses naked.
Yeah, you know.
Different strokes for different folks.
I'm sorry, Colin. Go ahead.
That's okay. So, and the owner tried to catch me as I fell to the ground. I was like, dude, don't touch me. Touch me. It was the worst pain. I mean, and we're talking, I've cracked my head open and I've stepped on 6 nails at one time.
Oh. Yeah, but it's sensitive down there.
Very sensitive.
Oh, God. All right. Thank you, Colin. I think I'm going to regret bringing this up here. 876-3692.
Daniel, look in it. Can you look? What is it? It's a garbage truck. Daniel.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys.
What do you got?
Years ago, I had to have a skin graft done on the inside of my mouth because my gum line was riding high.
Oof.
And the most painful thing I ever had was a needle in the roof of my mouth.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, there's like nothing to put that needle in. They had to put the needle there because that's where they had to take the skin from.
God.
That was the only time I ever had tears in my eyes from pain.
Okay. This is like, God, that's making me queasy, bro. Yeah. I can't handle the needle stuff.
I know you love needles as it is.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I can't. Okay, thanks, Dan. I don't like that at all. Jamie.
Hello, good morning. This is Jamie.
Gentlemen, welcome to Shutter Island.
Shutter Island, you had some pain?
I did. This is Jamie. Good morning. It was after they brought me to the clinic. The lobotomy. It's bigger than the needle that was in Daniel's mouth. It's a lobotomy, or was it a bottle in front of me? I can't remember.
Thank you, Shutter.
Bye. See.
Bye.
Chris.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing good, man. What's up?
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in. Sparks, I'm with you, man. I had ingrown toenails my entire childhood.
Ooh.
It was absolutely horrendous. Bloody socks all the time.
Bloody socks.
It got so bad to the point, like the infection, I was starting to get infected toes.
Mm-hmm.
It was starting to drill holes into the side of my toe with the infection. It would push out slivers of my nail through these holes in my toe.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I had them removed so many times. I finally went to the doctor. He's
the
like,
same way as Sparks?
Cauterize your toes so they stop growing. And I said, yes, please. So now I no longer grow big toenails.
Okay, so he cauterized the toenail, not the infection.
No, he ripped out the toenail and then no more nails.
Damn it. Yeah, exactly. That's what this guy did, but it didn't work.
Oh,
brutal. All right, thanks,
good.
Chris. Appreciate
not cool,
it.
Man.
Yeah.
Take care.
Yeah, definitely my guy didn't know what the hell he was doing. He probably thought he knew what that's what to do. Hey, Zach.
Hey, first of all, Sparks, that was a horrible story, and I feel sorry for your bro. That was
seriously.
Brutal, man. I think I was like 12. I think that's when it happened. Yeah.
Ugh.
So when you told me that story, it reminded me of a story that I went through when I was 12. But mine was my retainer. I had a retainer growing up. I had a headgear. It was embarrassing. And luckily, I didn't go to school. That would have been bad. Anyway, I had a headgear. After that, they put me in a retainer. And, of course, with a retainer, they put the inserts in your mouth. And they say, you know, make sure you take it out every night. Well, I forgot to two nights in a row. And what happened is the gums grew around the retainer. And I couldn't take it out.
It's like Chinese finger trap. Yeah.
So I had to go to the orthodontist, and he was like, "Well, there's only one way to get this out." And so he was like, "I'll numb your mouth the best I can, but we're gonna have to cut and pull this out." And so he went into my mouth, and I honestly, I felt like I was like a war victim, dude. He was putting like a razor in my mouth, and there was blood constantly coming out.
My
like
after God.
He was like, he cut it, and then he was like, "So I can only cut as far as I can go. I have to, like, pull it out."
No.
And so he just, like, put his hands in my mouth, grabbed the retainer, and just, like, ripped it out. And it doesn't matter how much numbing you had. I was bleeding out of my mouth for, like, 10 minutes. I was just, like, bent over the sink like I'm drunk or something, but this blood just keeps coming out. Oh, dude, I was, like, shaking for, like, 2 days after that.
Yeah, shaking from blood loss. God. Jesus. All right, thanks, Zach.
Yep.
I really, really regret bringing this whole thing up here. Here, let's get this story, because this is, I think I know what this one is, but we never officially got the story.
Do you want you, Shane?
Shane.
Hey.
Worst pain you've ever experienced. Shane the Pegger. What's up?
Actually, I got to go with one that was a little, you know, unorthodox. So I snapped my left Achilles tendon when I was younger. It, like, frayed, like, slowly cutting through a really tight rope.
Oh, my God.
And before all the surgeries to repair it, one doctor just suggested a shot of cortisone. And I was like, okay. But then he said that he would have to go in through the bottom and go all the way up to the back, like right behind the ankle bone. So shoving this needle 4 or 5 inches through the bottom of my heel all the way up to the tear in my Achilles tendon.
I thought you were going to talk about the time you got cut in half, bro. Not this horrific thing. All right, Shane, save the cut in half story for a later date, all right?
Gross.
Okay, or the time I had a testicle ripped out of my scrotum.
Jesus Christ,
you
man!
You didn't go with that one first? That wasn't your first choice?
I was like 3 years old, and I slid off of my bike seat, and a spring had popped up.
Do you have... Yeah. So you only have one testicle?
No, I grabbed it and I shoved it back in and, like, squeezed it shut until they strapped me to that blue board and started stitching me up.
No, you didn't.
Oh, you were a thoughtful 3-year-old or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I got a scar to prove it, too.
Oh,
good.
How can you tell there's a scar?
It didn't happen. No.
Okay, Jesus, Izzy.
God.
All right, thank you, Shane. That's still not even the worst thing. The
That's
dude always talks
bad.
About. He got cut in half. So we have to talk about that one.
All the way?
Yeah, he has a scar to prove it.
Not just 3/4 of the way and then it stopped?
Apparently, like a magic trick. He was cut in half. So we'll find out what the hell's going on with that at a later date from Shane, the old pegger.
No BS.
All right, 876-3692. We're going to go with caller number. Good tickets. Greg, you choose today. What do you got, man? What number?
22.
Caller number 22, good luck. Getting in for those Disturbed tickets if you know the no BS question. That'll also get you qualified to play foosball with the band. We're doing that every day this week, so you have a good opportunity to do it because we're the only ones qualifying for the foosball thing, which is great. So you will have a 1 in 5 chance of playing foosball with the band. Yesterday, I was here till about 3 o'clock. It was a long day.
Why?
Because I was getting I heard that's together. Tomorrow is the scraps. I've got them. I've already assembled the top 10 as well. So, in my opinion, these are the ones that did not make the top 10 list. So, I heard that is tomorrow. Make sure you're listening for... And I think I actually did it. I did it well in advance. I heard them. I'm going to go back and listen with fresh ears today, but I'm pretty sure we're good. In my opinion, there's a The top 10 are definitely top 10, and the scraps are definitely scraps, which everyone says I'm a moron, and I'm wrong about every single time. So I guess we'll find out tomorrow with I Heard That. Let's go to... How about this guy first?
From here? Walt Disney Pictures.
Hop on, James!
James, how are you, sir?
What's up, guys?
Hey, it's James Stewart. Hi, sir.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good to talk to you. It's been a minute, man.
Yeah, I've been busy, man. Busy work.
I bet. Here's your no BS question. Good luck.
This BS show member had their toenail pulled out by their doctor. Was it Izzy Sparks, myself, or none of the above?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Pure gas. Sparks.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're lucky you missed that story.
Well done, man. Yeah, yeah. You're going to Disturb because I had my toenails ripped out. Thanks. Hold on there. You're also qualified to play foosball with the band. And I know he's a fan, so I'm happy. And I know he uses the tickets, so I'm very happy James Stewart is going to be going to that. You want to go? We'll have more tickets tomorrow. And I know Carlotta, she's also giving out tickets and also getting you qualified for... Meet and greet or some type of security detail. Everybody's doing something and something different, which is really, really cool. So make sure you listen up to her if you're a fan of Disturbed.
Follow the show on Instagram at BS in the Morning.
I have not missed one show. I love you guys.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
Have a nice day. Thanks for listening to BS in the Morning. Bye-bye.
BS in the Morning. Carrot Top owes us money.